Thanks for joining us on His Ability. I'm your host, Lynn Suzek, and I'm here with my husband. Hi, Mark.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for coming on the show with us today. You're going to be my co-host. We're here to talk today about some of the exciting things that God is doing in this day and age regarding healing. We've been talking about that over time. We have talked about Rick Madison. We've talked about some other evangelists that are going around, the healing ministry that is happening nowadays. Well, I'm really excited because we're seeing more and more of this. And a lot of it I'm finding through SidRoth.org. We go visit that website because we can't get his program, his TV show here in Detroit, but it's in Lansing. So we go online, SidRoth.org, and you can see archived programs there. And he is, and he invites all kinds of people dealing with godly, supernatural happenings. And I was excited because I heard that there's some cool stuff going on in Florida. And as, of course, very controversial nowadays, you know, anytime God's doing something, everybody wants to know if it's real or not. And, you know, the first thing they want to know is if there's, you know, if it's really happening or it's just falsehood. And I remember way back, I'm 30 years in the Lord plus, and some of you out there that are, remember, I think they called it Brownstown events. And there was a lot of talk about that. Well, this is kind of another thing that's happening. And I was excited because Sid Roth actually went down to Florida and interviewed him. And Mark and I watched this interview. And because the both of us were watching, we have a little different, we remember different things about it. So, Mark, tell us what you remember about this guy and who he is.
Well, his name's Todd Bentley, and he looks like any average biker. He's got tattoos up and down his arms. From what I could tell, he seems like a medium height, a little bit bald, just a regular guy. And Todd got
tattoos. He's got tattoos.
Yeah, and Todd got baptized in the Holy Spirit. You can learn a little bit about that by watching the testimony on SidRoth.org. But he's got this healing ministry. He prays for people and they get healed.
Like,
and it's really amazing. He is doing things that the Bible talked about in Acts, you know, walking up to people, praying for them, and they're receiving healing. So it's pretty amazing. It's in Lakeland, Florida.
Right.
It's Lakeland. Yeah.
So we were talking about how he, do you remember anything about how he got saved or what his background is?
Well, I watched a couple of interviews, so I might be mixing up details, but I think his story was that he was either mixed up in drugs or had a drug overdose or something. Somehow the Lord snatched him out of his present reality and said, I'm going to give you a new life.
Which is how anybody becomes born again, right?
Right.
The real thing.
It just completely changes you 180 degrees from where you were and what you believed to where you are now at and what you now believe.
Right. Sometimes those are more powerful testimonies than the people that just grow up Christian.
Right. Oh, imagine all of his friends and coworkers who watched this just incredible transformation. I mean, how can they deny that?
It seems like only the people that are getting healed that are the ones walking away believing, because everybody else is looking in from a distance and going, who is this guy? You know,
right.
And just like Joyce Meyer, who has had a really rough background. I mean, her friends and people that she grew up with are like, you know, we know who she really is. What does she think she's doing? And this guy has come from a rough background, and
right.
And it, you know, probably a lot of people wondering, well, what's he doing? You know, how is God using him? You know,
doesn't the Lord use the foolish and the weak to minister to those who think they, you know, have it all figured out.
Amen. So we're excited because we're looking forward to ministry ourselves. We've been learning a lot from different sources of people that are doing healing, and we have experienced some healing power through Rick Madison, and we're kind of taking baby steps into our own healings. You have had some Mark, you've had some bone spurs in your neck that can't be healed that by the doctors, and there's nothing that can be done, and it's affected you in a way that I've noticed on a daily basis. But we were prayed for by Rick Madison and myself, and he just had such a powerful, creative, healing prayer over us. We were just like, whoa. And we're believing, we're trying to, renew our minds as to how to receive healing. And I'm studying all these ministries, right, that are receiving healing. And I have noticed, Mark, some effects, some improvement, and we've been, just claiming those healings and receiving them. But a lot of what we have to go through is changing our mindset and our belief, and just going. I know you've gotten, you had received, quite a bit of healing at first,
yes.
And like 80%, and we're still
yes.
working on the rest. And I know that from my viewpoint, you have really improved. You were in, it didn't seem like you could function before we went to see him. And
yeah,
now
I was in so much pain. I couldn't concentrate on anything except for how much pain I was in. And I was eating probably 25 to 30 ibuprofen tablets a day. I mean, I was taking four every couple of hours, which if the spinal spurs didn't kill me, the ibuprofen certainly
right,
would have.
Right.
But
what are you down to now on the ibuprofen?
I put nine of them in a little jar for the day. So I'm giving myself, four doses of two or three a day, or three doses of three a day. And sometimes I don't take them all. So I can kind of monitor how many I'm taking by knowing that there was nine in the jar at the beginning of the day. Some days I'll only take the first dose of three, and I'm good the whole rest of the day. So I have received some healing.
Right.
And I'm still feeling some sensations, tingling and things going through my body that my spine is irritated, but it's certainly much better than it was before Rick Madison prayed. One of the things when you were talking about Rick that came to my mind is he had said sometimes healing follows.
And in
fact,
believe.
Yep, it follows those who believe, and that it may not happen right away. So don't let Satan steal that from you.
Exactly.
And as what it was, a week or 10 days later, we actually called him. He was in Florida, and we talked with him and told him that, I was still suffering. And even though I did feel some relief, but I was still suffering, I'm not 100% healed. And that's when he said, start praying every day like medicine. Pray three times a day over your body and anoint yourself have somebody anoint you with oil. Mm-hmm. Read in James chapter 5, it says, those who are you sick, seek the elders of the church, have them pray over you, anoint you with oil, and confess your sins. And so that's what we started doing. You and I have been every day, and that is making a difference.
Yeah.
That's making a huge difference. I think that's why
And every time we stop, I notice you start to get worse.
It starts to get worse.
If we forget, get distracted, things, the
three,
kids
four
are
days.
Going, all these things happening, and you started going backwards. And we have seen other testimonies. It's not all on one ministry. That's what I'm liking. I'm watching
right.
over everywhere. We were on vacation, and we watched the 700 Club thing on our little laptop we had with us about a guy who received healing through over the TV or something
right.
by somebody that was praying on 700 Club, and he got healed of MS immediately, and then he talked about how the next day it came back, and then his wife and him prayed and talked about, she said something about
you didn't receive it.
Why didn't you receive it? And he's like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, yeah, that's what we've been learning. So he did recover again, but it's
right.
It's very common that if we don't cooperate with it, if we say, I can't believe this, then you're going to just reject the healing. So sometimes people get healed at these places. They go home and people find out they're, sometimes they're healed, and then other times people are healed, and then they turn around and lose it, and somebody goes, oh, see, the ministry was false. And as that I'm learning,
right.
we're learning that there's a lot of responsibility on our part, and I'm hearing that everywhere. So we're excited about this movement, and we've been talking about actually going to see him ourselves, flying out there to Florida or wherever he's at to see what's going on. Because, you know, I'm hearing, you know, that, you know, there's not enough documentation to prove that there's actually healing going on. And we just want to be wherever the Holy Spirit is. And from what I've heard in the interview,
Does the Bible say by proof you will be healed?
No.
What does it say?
It says by faith.
Oh.
And what's that all about, right?
So I guess I have to believe it first.
Yeah. My thing is, I think if I'm talking to Jesus and he says, you know, I'm going to heal you, and, or, you know, you've been healed. I mean, if I was in the Bible times and Jesus was off ministering in some other place, and somebody told me he was healing, and I started getting skeptical. Well, where's the documentation? You know, who's
where's the proof?
You know, I don't know if I would receive my healing that way. The woman who ran after him because she heard that he was healing people and wanted to touch his garment because she believed, right. You know, then she received her healing.
She wanted it bad.
Yeah, and we're pursuing our healings. Oh, I also just share real quick that my healing is in progress as well. I believe that I'm, you know, being healed daily. God's setting me up with individuals in my life that are helping coach me through that. And the thing that's majorly changed so far is that I'm receiving this increase in my body temperature, and I've been sweating a lot. Like,
and your body, the part of your spine that's damaged, you don't sweat.
Right. I'm sweating above the injury level, which is normal, but I don't usually sweat much at all. And what the thing is, I've been so hot that I have had to put my hair up most of the time for the last
since very unusual
Red,
for you.
Since Rick prayed for me. You've been like, don't you need your sweater? You know, and I'm like,
right.
Not really. And everybody around is kind of noticing, that has known me for years, is noticing this is the first thing that, you know, changed.
Right.
And it's not hot flashes. So we're excited about every little baby step that we're seeing happen. And we're just wanting to promote all the supernatural things God is doing. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that next week. And I think we're running out of time. So thanks for joining us. And visit us on our website at hisability.com for past programs and to listen to this program again. And email us at life@hisability.com. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week.